I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
We just had the Fun with the Fuzz 5K run in Bellingham last Saturday for the Behind the Badge Foundation. A record number of people entered that, and that was great. But for some people who maybe wanted to help the Behind the Badge, they, you know, 5K is a little too much. I don't want to walk that. I don't want to run that or whatever. So here's something for you. They're doing, a group is doing in Texas, and this is for a charity as well. They have organized a 0.5K race for, they say, underachievers, and that will happen next Saturday. That's only 0.31 miles, and they throw in a coffee and donut.
A third of a mile.
They throw in a coffee and donut break in the middle of the 0.3 miles. So in case you get exhausted halfway through, you can stop, coffee, donuts, power you up for the rest of the walk or run that you want to do. The organizers have also promised runners and walkers a free pint of beer at the start of the race, and they will also be given a pretentious car window sticker upon completion of the run, because you've all seen those, you know, those marathon and half marathon stickers that people have on their cars. And the run is aimed to raise funds for a charity, and they've already reached their goal of runners for this year. Lots of people want to do it.
You drive a hard bargain. 0.5K. You throw in some chicken wings and I'm in.
You start with beer and then halfway through you get coffee and donuts.
Some cops in Western Germany in the town of Neustadt got a call last Wednesday. I think there's a sexual assault going on in the apartment across the way. A guy saw two men tying up a naked woman in the window across the street. So the cops come busting into the apartment. It's actually a consensual amateur bondage session going on between the two and the woman being tied up. And the three didn't seem to be too bothered by the fact that they got interrupted. In fact, they invited the cops to join them.
You got the handcuffs. You got the billy club. Get in on this.
Three turns into five. Yeah. Everybody has fun. The police report says that the cops turned them down. That's how, at least, they wrote it up at the end there. They said, no, we went about our way.
They probably wanted the taser more than anything else out of the cops.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
And the call sheet of 911, the calls coming into the authorities there out on Whidbey. Let's start Thursday, March 8th, 12:44 p.m., 3rd Avenue. A 911 caller wants to know what can be done with a child who is refusing to go to school. Thursday.
And you get a jobby job is what happens.
Thursday, March 8th, 9:32 p.m., Barrington Drive. 911 caller says his, quote, street friend has been stealing from him.
Darn street friends.
Well, I think that's what comes with a street friend, is that your stuff is going to get jacked. Saturday, March 9th, 8:41 a.m., Highway 20 Business, 911 caller says, a couple days ago, a guy came in here making odd statements about the government. Saturday, March 9th, 7:20 p.m., Erie Street, 911 caller says, a 40-year-old man wearing a ball cap is walking in the middle of the street. Sunday, March 10th, 8:44 p.m., Barrington Drive, there's two guys in front of the Donut Master getting ready to fight.
The Donut Master.
And finally, Saturday, March 9th, 4:27 p.m., Catalina Drive Business. 911 caller says, there's a man taking a shower in the women's bathroom, and we'd like him to leave.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take him in.